And now we have letters to the evening news.
Our first letter is from Karen Elliott of Norwich. In her letter, she enthuses over her discovery of a garden at St. Andrew's Halls. During these last couple of weeks, as society begins to open its doors once again, and we're once again able to enjoy the beautiful city of Norwich, there's been a truly wonderful change happening at St. Andrew's Halls. After a daily morning stroll, sitting on the seats outside St. Andrew's Halls, taking in the ambiance of this magnificent historic medieval building, whilst observing the stunning architecture of the surrounding buildings, there's been a gardener working on the hall's gardens adjacent to the plains. Daily, the gardener's hard work cleared the dense overgrown foliage which had taken over the space, and a stunning ancient garden began to reveal itself. Part of the garden space nearest to St. Andrew's Halls is a walled, tiered green space. Its medieval flint walls began glistening in the sun as the work unfolded. The ornate entrance gate framed the entrance with clarity once more, and the ancient stone steps emerged as this wonderful green space was returned to us. The historical qualities of the descending walkway from Prince's Street to St. Andrew's Hall's gardens and plain lend another aspect to this ancient garden. I very much enjoyed observing the rejuvenation of these lovely medieval gardens, but have had little luck in unfolding any history or archive material about the gardens. I understand from a Norwich local resident that there was once a small cottage built within the gardens and also a very small pub tucked away in the corner close to the halls. As St. Andrew's Halls was originally centred around a medieval Dominican friary, it would be wonderful if an historian or St. Andrew's Halls could offer this publication historical or archive information for us all to enjoy.
Our next letter is from Susan Wright of Norwich, who shares her delight in that the red kite is now increasing in numbers. She says, "Amid all the doom and gloom concerning the pandemic crisis, it was so heartening to read about the resurgence of the majestic red kite, which was almost extinct at one time. In 2007, I saw one while I was on a conservation task with an environmental group at home on the northwest Norfolk coast. Just as I was helping to fill a wheelbarrow with rubble and stone, I saw a bird flying over, which I thought could either be a buzzard or marsh harrier. But as it came nearer, we saw what it was. It was a red kite, and it flew right over our heads. A thrill to see, indeed. The other occasion I saw one was in 2014. I went for a walk around Thorpe Marshes near Thorpe St. Andrew and saw a bird of prey flying over the trees and knew that that was a red kite. It was close enough for me to see the forked tail."
Our final letter may strike a chord with some people. Mrs. Lama from Hickling is making a plea for those people who prefer to use old-fashioned money when paying for parking. "I recently heard on the radio the news that a lady from Necton received a fine because she couldn't pay her car parking fee in Wells with a smartphone app or card and so had to go and find change, which took 18 minutes. We don't all have smartphones. Some people don't even have cards. The radio interviewer stated that older people should get with it and move with the times. I think this was out of order. The town and seaside resorts want us to visit them to boost their economy. But people will not if they cannot get a car parking ticket easily. Older people do not want the stress. They just want to enjoy a day out in these uncertain times."